So, after the display, and Drona had proved that he had taught the Pontiff as well, his master plan was beginning to fruition. Well, see, the thing is that he... This is the whole story. Dronacharya grew up and went to the same school with this king named Drupada, who was the king of Panchala. So Drupada was a great king. And now when they were small boys, you know, as small boys may do, they, you know, Drupada said, well, you're my best buddy, and when we grow up, I'll share my kingdom with you. You know, that's what he said. So, you know, Dronacharya took it, you know. And, well, you know, Dronacharya grew up, and he married this girl named Kripi, who was the sister of Kripa. And they had a son, Ashwatthama, and, you know, he was poor. He's a simple Brahmin, and he was very poor. And he was so poor that his son, all the other kids, they would drink milk. And his son wouldn't drink milk because he was so poor he couldn't afford milk. So they mixed rice flour with water. So it looked white, and then they gave it to him. They said it was milk just so he wouldn't be, you know, teased, you know. And so Dronacharya is, you know, was so poor. So his wife was like, you know, aren't you friends with Drupada? You should go there. So Drupada came. So he went to Drupada, and he reminded him how he said he was going to share the kingdom. And, you know, and he said it when he was a kid. I mean, so Drupada was like, come on, I ain't going to give you half the kingdom. He's actually mad at him. I mean, if he would have just said, you know, Drupada probably would have just let him stay there as like a Brahmin, you know? But like he said, I want half the kingdom. I mean, come on. So Drupada got angry. And he was like, come on, I'm a king. You're just some Brahmin. We're not equals, so you get out of here. I mean, you know, in a sense, he offended him. In another sense, I mean, you know, Drupada was offended because, I mean, you know, bringing up something that he said when he was a kid, you know. So, you know, Drupada felt, I mean, Dronacharya felt offended, so, but he was all by himself. And he can't really wage war because he's a Brahmin. So he got the help of these Kshatriya kids. So he raised all these kids. And, you know, they have to give dakshin. So they said, Guru, what is the dakshin that you want? Because that was the way it was in the days. You know, a teacher would teach you and then, you know, you have to give the dakshin. And so he said, I want you to capture Drupada. So all the Pandavas and the Kauravas went. So Karna and the Kauravas went into Drupada's city. They busted through the front gate and they were, you know, blowing on their conch shells. And so Drupada came out and he had Yajamanyu, who was a soldier. They mention him in the Bhagavad Gita. Yajamanyu and Shikhandi and Uttamojas. Those are all his cousins, you know. He actually had the Panchalas, as his kingdom was Panchala, and they call him the Panchalas. They were actually really brave and powerful warriors. And if you paid attention earlier, they actually conquered the Kurus at one point. So they're no slouch. So Drupada came out with his buddies, and then all the citizens came and they started to throw fruit and sticks and rocks and rotten tomatoes and stuff at all the, you know, all the Kauravas that are there, you know, in their chariots, and everybody, they ran away because they got you know, bombarded by all the people in the city and the Drupada. And I find, you know, and then Arjuna came. So then, you know, so then All the Kauravas ran out of the city scared, including Karna, which should tell you something about. And then Drupada came out and he had his whole army and they formed. You know, the Kauravas had the element of surprise and they still lost. So now Drupada has his whole army formed outside of the city and he's sitting there, you know, on the chariots. And so who goes to fight him? Bhima and Arjuna only. They both say, Nakula and Sahadev, you guard Yudhisthira. We'll go. Bhima and Arjuna only. So Bhima, he fought with the whole army. That's why his name is Bhimasena. Because his name is Bhima, which means terrific, as in terrifying. But he's called Bhimasena because he's a one-man army. He's one man, he could fight a whole army. So he went out and he grabbed the club and there's some descriptions of him hitting the ground so hard that there's a hole in the ground and everyone falls in. And he runs around with his sword and his club, you know, he's hitting the elephants, he hit it so hard, the axle of the chariot, that the horses would get separated from the chariot. He pushed the whole chariot in the ground just with his foot. He's so strong. Anyway, so Arjuna, he's fighting with Drupada. And Drupada, you know, and Arjuna are shooting the arrows at each other, and Arjuna's circling around him and getting closer and closer. And they're shooting the arrows, and Arjuna will shoot arrows, and Drupada will break his arrows, and they're getting closer and closer. And then Arjuna, Arjuna lands, jumps off of his chariot, and lands on Drupada's chariot, and has his sword ready, and he captures him. Because especially in those days, military strategy. If you capture a leader, then the whole army. You can save the army by capturing the leader, because then everyone has to surrender. So Arjuna captured captured Drupada and brought him to Drona. And so Drupada was like, you know, on his knees in front of Drona. And Dronacharya says, you know, I had come for half the kingdom, now I have the whole kingdom. But because we're friends, then I'll give you half. So Drupada was like, grit his teeth and nod his head. And so that was the dakshin, you know, that they gave. So that was his dakshin.